In February this year, the Coalition of Australian Governments signed a significant partnership agreement to co-design the Closing the Gap targets for the coming 10 years with the Coalition of Peaks, a group of 40 Aboriginal community-controlled peak bodies. Members of the coalition representing education, health, justice, land and a range of other sectors met today in Adelaide to discuss the targets and how to best represent the needs of First Nations people across the country. Jonathan Ford is CEO of Mortjied Kuurt Aboriginal Health Service, Director of Aboriginal Health Council of WA and member of the Aboriginal Working Group. He told me about the significance of the partnership.
So many non-Aboriginal and Aboriginal people are shocked to hear that 2018 is the first time Aboriginal people get a seat at the table and have a tripartite agreement with Commonwealth and the jurisdictions. So it's a significant achievement for us, but ultimately it reflects the poor development of Aboriginal partnerships over the period of time. So that's the biggest thing that brings hope, is Aboriginal seats, Aboriginal voice at the table to be able to make decisions on Aboriginal affairs.
Are there any key issues from a WA perspective that you really want highlighted and have action prioritised in?
It's interesting when you come to a national meeting that you find out we've all got the same struggles, we've all got the same issues. Incarceration, you know, over-representation in the justice system, high rates of removal of children, family and domestic violence issues, lack of education opportunities and the quality of education, housing issues and the rates of homelessness. So we bring the same issues as every other community throughout Australia, but ultimately it's how we engage with the Commonwealth and the states that will define the success of this partnership.
Do you have a feeling that the government's going to take this seriously this time?
Every day of our lives as Aboriginal people working in the Aboriginal space, we're constantly surrounded by grief and loss. So we come to these meetings with hope that things are going to change. And when people ask us what's been done different, well, it's the first time we've been able to have a signature against the Prime Minister. So that's the hope for change. And we have to have hope because we can't keep going day to day with the grief and loss around us.
Muriel Bamblett is the chairperson of SNAKE, National Voice for Our Children. She says it's essential that Closing the Gap is a program approached in equal partnership with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples.
Aboriginal people have been really frustrated in the past by Commonwealths that keep coming up every year and saying, well, we've not really closed the gap, and, you know, they report on evidence, and Aboriginal people haven't been engaged in the process or felt that they contributed in any way. We haven't taken ownership of the indicators, and the indicators were too narrow, so they were focused on, you know, yes, it's important to have year 12 attainment, but for many Aboriginal people it's about how do we actually get our kids to school. So the focus now is really around looking at justice, looking at family violence, how do we look at educational outcomes, child protection, health issues. So you're looking much more broadly, but also economic and education and how those things can contribute to improve outcomes.
Do you see that this is a good turning point in terms of actually making everything community-led to improve all of those outcomes?
Yeah, well, certainly the coalition has had a big focus on transitioning back to Aboriginal community control. We know in some communities, like if you look at, you know, Tiwi Islands, 83 services flying in a month, and most of those are mainstream. And we've been talking about the cultural determinants of health. What's important to Aboriginal people? Because otherwise we do things and we become westernised and we so become like non-Aboriginal. One of the things that are inherently Aboriginal that we need to keep and have as part of our practice frameworks are service delivery and in governing, and so we're recognised truly as, you know, self-determining people, not as a problem to be solved.
From the SNAKE perspective, what are the specific program areas that you want to see implemented immediately that are going to help young people thrive?
The truth be known, 80% of Aboriginal people are doing really well. It's the percentage that can't get access to early years. It's the percentage that are involved in child protection, family violence, drug and alcohol, mental health, all of those. We have to have a system where there's access and equity for Aboriginal people. Our people do not use the helping services, so they're overrepresented in the tertiary end. So we're waiting at the bottom of the cliff for families to fall off. We have to be able to get better access for vulnerable families. Early years, we know that good maternal and hot child health means a child then is developmentally ready for school, their brain develops, everything is an improved outcome. But why on the Australian Early Developmental Index have we got so much vulnerability in our children before they even enter school? So they're not ready for school. So what happens? They fall behind, their attendance, they don't want to go to school, and they drop out. And so educationally they fall behind a lot of the children.
Cheryl Axeby is the National Co-Chair of the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services and CEO of the Aboriginal Legal Rights Movement in South Australia. She says it's about time legal and justice targets are included into Closing the Gap.
We've been saying for many years that pushing for a justice target is really crucial. We've seen the continued overrepresentation of our mob in the justice system, but also we've seen the growth of the removal of our children, even more so than ever before. And we're seeing the growth of Aboriginal women being incarcerated. We're seeing growth in numbers of family violence, and we need to actually embed it into Closing the Gap moving forward, because with that investment outside of the very rigorous justice context, which is about you go to court, you get an outcome, you go to prison, there's no early intervention investments, there's no real investments out in the community that support people once they go through any program in the prison system. We need to be able to have strong and safe opportunities available for women facing family violence. They should not be getting their children removed because they're a victim of family violence, and we're seeing more and more of that happening, rather than actually having services wrapping around mum and the kids. And end of the day, whatever we do for our mob will benefit also non-Aboriginal people too. That does have a domino effect.
In terms of more generally the Coalition of Peaks, the importance for the group being able to decide who is the membership, who turns up at the meetings, who is that representative, that's a game changer, isn't it, from what we've done in the past?
Yes, it certainly is. And, you know, when we're talking about Aboriginal community control and governance, led decision making, I'm really excited that we've actually set the groundwork for that. We're still yet to see what the outcome is because, you know, we're still at that building phase. We haven't agreed to what the final targets are yet with government, and we're doing a lot of internal work and we're leading a lot of that work and putting it right in front of government and saying, well, this is what we're doing, this is what we've developed, we've done this as a collective. So that's strength when our mob come together. But the best thing about this is that our Aboriginal community controlled organisations are finally having a voice in their space.
Cheryl Axeby, National Co-Chair of NATSLs, ending that report.